Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, we never miss the opportunity to help. We never miss the opportunity to give a little local flavor. We never miss the opportunity to help where we can. Mr. Clausen.
Hey, Marcus, what's going on?
From the, I'm sorry.
It's all right, CureCF.
CureCF, right. CureCF, come on in. Like I said, don't make me act like I'm going to, you know, announce your foundation.
No.
Kind of talk to us.
No, thanks for having us in today. So so we are a foundation that helps out people with cystic fibrosis. That's a disease that affects the lungs and the liver, the pancreas. The average life expectancy is about 38, 39 years old right now. I know. So I've got an 11-year-old at home, Luke, and we've got other little kids that are part of our foundation, Alex and Samuel and Cameron and all the other kids fighting the fight here in Louisville.
Right.
So what we did about 3 years ago is we said, look, you know, let's try to make a difference here in the community.
Right.
And, you know, with all the allergies we have and the asthma we have in the Ohio River Valley.
I just figured out I had allergies like within the last 2 years. It's like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You just living here so long you didn't know. Mm-hmm. So we're starting up a foundation here and a respiratory institute in Kentuckiana. We're partnering with Norton Children's Hospital. And we have pledged $300,000. Of the money we're raising that's going straight here and staying in the community.
Which is important you say that at the beginning of the conversation, because a lot of times you have foundations, you have startups, and in the nicest way possible, they seem self-serving a bit and don't kind of, like, they're not as inclusive as they should and could be.
Yeah.
So, you know, you talk about, you said all this is tax deductible.
Well, let me give you some. I mean, we're in the nest here, so we can talk. You know, another thing is we have no employees. So every dollar you give goes out the door.
Right.
You're not paying for benefits. You're not paying for rent. You're not paying for insurance. You're not paying for postage.
Right.
Because we all have our own jobs that we work during the day. So there's no employees at our charity. We have no expenses.
This is 100% charitable.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, check us out on GuideStar or what have you. So what we did was we partnered with Nappy Roots and, you know, a local rap group who's been fantastic in the community for years.
Stalwart. Total community base.
No doubt about it. No, they have been fantastic to work with. And we're doing a big charity event Saturday night at Norton Commons out in the East End in the amphitheater. Beautiful place out there. Beautiful place.
And the weather has been so cooperative. Are you expecting?
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be in the 90s and no rain, so we're excited about that. And, you know, we're going to have water and beer and Tito's Vodka is coming out and helping us out. So the good thing about it is the tickets are just $30. So you're not going to be able to see Nappy Roots at an outdoor event from 5 to 10 on Saturday at a price better than $30.
Right. And when you say – I heard the music in the back.
Yeah.
So when you say their participation, was it just a cut and dry, hey, we're putting something together, we'd like you to be part of it? You know, how did that kind of come about?
Sure. So one of our fellow board members, Daryl Sweeney, I believe went to high school with B. Styles.
Okay.
And they're real close. And then Jason and Lori from Yes Louisville have been helping us out. And they kind of got together with Nappy Roots. And Nappy Roots is getting into the beer business. Yeah, so they're doing.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah. I think it's called like watermelon and chicken or watermelon grits. They got a new beer. We're gonna have that out there. Okay.
Really?
Yes, they are, and it's really good. I had a sample of it the other night. So they're gonna have that for everybody. And they said, you know, we love to help out the community. So they're giving us a great deal on their appearance fees, and have been just a wonder to work with. So much so they're even doing what we're calling Nappy Hour on Friday night out at the 502 Bar and Bistro. Who's one of our presenting sponsors.
Really?
Yeah, so they're going to have them out there and have a Q&A with them on Friday night at about 6 o'clock out there and get in the door and meet with those guys and ask them any questions you want.
I mean, take a second when you say presenting sponsors. Of course, you know this is radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Our sponsors are like our pride and joy, and we like to caress them as much as humanly possible. Like give us – and I want them to get the proper credit for being a part of your foundation presenting sponsors.
That's exactly right. So we've got the 502 Bar and Bistro is our presenting sponsor, and Fran Yarmouth and the crew out there have been fantastic with us. They've jumped on board and really embraced us. You know, they love to help out the community.
I didn't put you on the spot. Did you need a big book of notes?
No, I got it up here. Yeah, okay, I got it up here. Hey, we've been living with this for months. Perfect. No, I got it up here. We've got Merkley Kendrick Jewelers.
Ah.
Yes. So Brian's been great, and they're helping out, donating some pieces and also some monetary value to help out our charity and our foundation. Kentucky Select Properties has been great. You know, some of the pharmaceutical companies are on board. There's a ton of sponsors that have really embraced us. And I think what resonates with them is that we're just some mom and pops. I mean,
right.
We're not fundraisers. We're right. not event planners.
So it's more direct with.
That's exactly right. And they know they're not getting any waste. When they give us the money, it's going out. The other charities, they're fantastic and do great jobs, but they have costs they have to deal with. With us, dollar in, dollar out.
Do you have any other events planned, like in the developmental stages right
sure,
now?
Sure. So our big what we decided to do is we have another big event in October called Craft, and this will be our fourth year with Craft. And last year we raised over $200,000 at Craft. It's a one-night event. It's a beer and pizza festival. That's October 13th. Yeah, come on down.
Be right. Basketball season just be getting revved up.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's right next to the Yum Center. We closed down 2nd Street from Main Street all the way down to River Road. So that come in. We have all the local breweries, whether it's Against the Grain, Monic, Blue Stallion from Lexington,
right?
All those, and then all the local pizzerias. So Wick's, Boomba's, all the Impella's areas, all the good ones you like to eat.
Are participating.
They all participate in donate product.
Okay, sponsor people who want to get involved. People who want to contact you. They want to reach you. Give us that. You'll have to.
No problem at all. So we've got a website. It's CureCF, so C for cystic and F for fibrosis, inc.com. You can hit us up there. We're also on Facebook. And just search for CureCF and go on there. And we've got the event page there for Spiropalooza, which is the name of the event. And Spiro's Latin, to breathe. So that's kind of.
We'll let you in on a little secret.
Yeah.
I was hoping people that Spiropalooza was not your name. I was hoping I would not have to pronounce that over and over again on the radio. So that was like that was the one fear I had right at the beginning. No.
No, we got you. We got you. We got you.
So we say go to this site. Is it as like a GoFundMe setup or you just say the events are better to be a part of?
Sure, without a doubt. So if you go to our website, once again, curecfinc.com, there'll be a link to donate.
Curecfinc.com.
You got it. And there'll be a link to donate, and then we get you a tax receipt letter out that same day when it comes in. You can also buy tickets through there. You can go on Facebook and Google CureCF, and we have everything tagged for you there. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram.
Seamless.
We're all
seamless.
Over. We're worldwide. That
is perfect. Now, I'm not going to let you off the show and out the studio without subbing in as an official co-host of this show. Now, Steve Rummage, who was in here, he gave up his seat immediately. He knew this was, an important part of the show.
He knew the hot seat was coming.
He dodged a question that I'm going to force you to answer. Brian Hall, you also will participate in this question. Now, you can go full co-host mode.
Let's do it, brother.
Now, I asked the question. And you know what? I'm glad Steve's not in here. Now that I think about it, you know what the problem is? We were talking about cereal, right?
Yeah.
Steve's younger than I. Steve, sometimes he paints a picture of being the only child, kind of the spoiled, side of the only child, right? So we were asking about cereals. We said, which is worse? Getting ready to eat some cereal and not having enough milk to really make it good?
Yeah.
Not having enough sugar to really make it good?
Okay.
Or just you getting the milk and the sugar and you don't have like the cereal and it's that crumb.
Oh, the crummy part at the bottom.
Okay. So this is the question, right? And I was going to ask Steve, and then Steve says, well, I always had Fruit Loops. So, he always had the sugary cereal. Yeah. So
Steve's a Fruit Loop.
Yeah. His doesn't count. His answers weren't going to be any good. But I feel like the struggle was real.
It was.
And I was just thinking about it. I was trying to figure out which one was the most disappointing. Because if you have some milk, sometimes you can kind of mush things down and kind of make it stretch. And, it's maybe not evil.
Right.
I'm thinking, and I'll just let my answer go first to you can see where I'm going. The crummy part of the cereal was just worse.
I think so, too. But let me tell you what, here I think it's the worst. Because you wake up in the morning, you're hungry, you want to get it, right?
Right.
And you go in, and what do you see? You just see the box.
The box.
So you think you've got a full box full of cereal to get, whether right. it's Captain Crunch or Cinnamon Toast Crunch, whatever
you want.
Because
you know no one in your house is evil enough to right. leave the cereal there.
No one's that dastardly.
Right.
Yeah. So then you get it, and then you're like, huh, this is a little light, but I bet there's enough in there to make it, and then it's just all those crumbs. And then if it's got the marshmallow cereal, the marshmallows are already gone. They're picked through, so you get the worst of the worst.
They're picked through? Yeah. You sound like you grew up in my house, you know, just like, come on. Now, I know the stuff didn't fall out in your bowl at a heavy – I know the raisins didn't just fall into your bowl.
No doubt about it. I'm the oldest of four, and you wouldn't know it now by my size. We had to fight for food back in the day,
No, that's why we all can appreciate our food a little more now. You're like, I'm happy that I can go eat what I want most of the time.
Without a doubt.
Brian Hall, you got to get in on this one, man.
All right. Yeah. First off, I want to talk about this event. I think this is a great event, and I'm looking forward to getting out there at Norton Commons. Nappy Roots always is a great performance, but as far as Steve, I think we got a better co-host in here today.
We totally, for this conversation, we definitely did. Yeah. Steve wouldn't have anything to offer or add to that conversation.
Yeah. No, Steve actually ran from this topic. We tried to talk about it earlier. He didn't want to talk about it, and now where is he? I don't know. So we got the guy that we need to have talk about it in here now, so we're in good shape.
Okay, so where do you stand on this one? Which one is the evil part of the breakfast? No sugar for your you know, Rice Krispies or Corn Flakes. Listen, limited milk. We won't say no milk. We'll just say limited milk, where you have to just make it kind of work. Mm-hmm. Or is it the dusty, particle, sandy bottom that has to mix in with your little bit of cereal? Which one?
I don't like to smother my cereal in milk. I do like milk in it. Milk is – I'm a big fan of milk. I drink a glass of milk every night before I go to bed. But as far as cereal – I like a little bit, you know, I like the bottom part to be soggy and the top to have some crispy. So you have a little bit of a mix, and then you still have enough.
But you still have enough
at the end where you can pick it up and you can chug the milk with a little bit, like say it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and you got a little bit of the sugar and the cinnamon in the bottom.
Right. Makes for a good flavorful milk. Okay, so which one is the one that's just like, no, man, this is evil? Which is the worst case scenario to you?
I think I would lean towards smothering it in milk more than just leaving it completely dry. Because if you leave it completely dry, I feel like you can eat cereal as a snack.
Hold on. Because you might have missed the part of the question I was saying.
Okay.
You're having cereal, right?
Okay.
Sometimes you're ready to have your cereal. You got your cereal. You got your milk. You don't have any sugar. It's a cereal that requires sugar, like a Corn Flakes or a Rice Krispie. Yeah. You find out you don't have any sugar.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah, it's very brutal.
Or you have sugar and cereal and only a little bit of milk. Like, not enough milk to have any.
Okay, I'd rather have the, I got to have my sugar if you're going with one of those. I think I can't do it without it.
So you can have limited milk.
I mean, I guess you have to do limited milk over no sugar. Like if you're doing no sugar, I'd rather have limited milk than just dry.
What about the last bit of the box where you have to put in the dust?
See, I don't even know if I call that cereal. I'm agree with Marcus. It's just dust. I don't even know if it still constitutes cereal, you know?
I mean, you know when you get a couple of good flakes and then you get the dust?
Yeah. It's the worst.
No.
So you're not eating cereal if you got to deal with the dust?
No. See, cereal I eat two ways. Like I said, it's either light milk with some sugar on it, or it's just as a snack. Like, there's only certain ones you can eat as a snack, and you all said that earlier. You can't eat just Rice Krispies plain, but you can eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch plain.
We used to get the Cheerios back in the day and make the homemade Honey Nut Cheerios.
There you go.
We pour the honey on it and put sugar on it. Oh, yes. Oh man, I can't imagine doing that.
I've never heard of that.
You got to try it. I've absolutely never heard of it.
And of course, you know what the last thing Steve said before I left? Oh, I mean, I'm on this big Honey Nut Cheerios kick. And he had absolutely nothing to offer to the cereal conversation.
All right, so to answer your question, I would go with light milk over, I guess I'd go with light milk.
Oh, God. That dust is disgusting. Let me go to the text lines real quick. Yeah. Just to see what the general audience is kind of flowing with me. Dust is the worst, especially when you have a fresh gallon of milk.
No doubt.
The dust is terrible, isn't it?
No doubt.
Golly. I listen, I thought I'd be running by myself on this one. I thought I was just a... I was going to be the
I got you.
Yeah,
we're right. Good.
I thought I was going to be the diva of this conversation. Like, I just can't deal with the crummy part. The worst part is when the milk is expired.
That's true.
Yeah, that one doesn't even count, man, because that one means you can't have cereal today. Definitely no milk. You can't pull a fry and pour some water in it. I knew that was coming. Yeah. And okay, so when it comes down to it, have you ever stretched the milk with water?
I have. I've had to before.
Was it serviceable?
It depends how hungry you are.
Or psychologically, adding water just no.
Yeah,
I just drink water. I'll do anything, but
yeah.
Even though I know, 2% is just a little more water than the whole milk. But
that's exactly right. And skim milk's daggone near water.
Were you forced to add water, or did you do that on your own? Because mom will tell you add water, but If mom's not looking, you might just add water on. Just say, I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So you start, you just decide to make executive decision and add water on
just
your
a
own.
Tiny little bit. A lot of it depends on what time I can eat lunch. If I got to work and I can't eat lunch for a long time, I got to eat something.
Look, cereal's a good snack before bed too sometimes.
Dust is the best if you got a full bowl of cereal. Yeah, now I get what they're saying. They're saying that the milk.
Because it just adds flavor to the milk that way. The dust does.
Right.
That was absolutely horrible. Okay, well again, let everybody know cystic fibrosis, cure CF. You say that.
Yeah, cure CF and cystic fibrosis. We got one more little thing for everybody today.
Cure CF Inc.
Yeah, cure CF Inc. is our website.
It's this Saturday at Norton Commons from 5 to 10.
Yeah, come on out. We got, we're going to have...
promo code.
Yeah, we got that. We're going to hook everybody up here that's listening today, 93.9 The Ville. We're going to do a promo code for you guys. It's going to be CARDS, all caps, okay? So go to the website, buy your tickets, put in CARDS, CARDS, all caps, and you get $5 off.
There you go.
Okay, how about that?
There you go. And, only $25.
And let me just say this. This is Cure CF. This is not just concert thing. The concert is a part of the fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things you want to say, well, maybe I can get out. Your donations are much appreciated. Your donations, go to the site. You don't have to just buy tickets to go to the event. You're getting your, and you heard it, it's dollar for dollar. Dollar comes in, dollar goes out. That's why there's so many sponsors working with you so readily, I would assume.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's gotta be wonderful to be able to say, this is what it is. This is what we do. Anything helps, will you work with us?
Well, and I'm a big believer in showing people where their money goes. So I send them our tax returns. And I say, look, here's where our money went last year. We have nothing to hide. Here's exactly where that money you gave us last year, what it helped, what it went to.
So
we now have clinical trials down here at Norton Children's Hospital that we didn't have last year because of the money we gave them. So kids don't have to travel to Cincinnati or Indianapolis or Nashville to get the their trials. They can get the state-of-the-art research here in Louisville because of the difference that the community is helping us make here in Louisville.
Well, you heard that, people. CureCFInc.com. All donations very, very welcome. I appreciate you coming in, stopping by. I appreciate you using the platform.
It was great.
Anytime. And I appreciate you filling in for Steve. Goodness gracious, he totally just dodged.
That's all right. We got to get Steve out of the concert. Right. Get him out there.
Right.
Tell him we have some Fruit Loops for him.
And he will absolutely do that. Midday, quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.
Listening to Middays with Marcus Maben, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. As always, people, I have to remind you two things. 5705 Bardstown Road, Globe Auto. It's hot It's nice. The weather's beautiful. I know you're looking for an upgrade on your vehicle. That guy can make it happen. Trust me, I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't true. Again, one more time, I kept on butchering the website, curecfinc.com. Do what you do. Money goes in, goes out to the right causes. Those are always the best kind of people to donate to. And as many of you fire up that AC, because I know you've needed it, there's bound to be some issues. So who do we call here at the station? If there's a problem, call DFH Company. They're fast, they're good, and they're reliable. If you have systems on this last leg, the time has never been better to buy a Trane Comfort System from DFH. This month only, you can get $1,000 cash back or 24-month special financing. It's hard to stop a train, so call DFH Company, 968-6222, or look online at dfhcompany.com. Visit dfhcompany.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions subject to credit approval. That text was funny. We had the conversation about cereal. What is the worst part? Not having sugar when you're at the finish line. Not having enough milk to really have legit cereal. Or the dust. The crumbs and the dust needing to go in your cereal. Ew. Texter says, you guys are lucky. We added water every time. Mom only bought powdered milk. Ew. You're right, Texter. Touche, you win.
Yeah, for sure.
The powdered.
I tell you what, milk. I can't do without my milk. And I'm not talking about cereal. I'm just talking about milk in general. I'm a huge milk fan. I can chug it. I'll sit there and chug it. And I can go out to the bars all night, and I can come home after the bar and be like, I still want my glass of milk before I go to bed. That's me.
The other texter.
Yep, that's gross.
The other texter says, if I get a box of cereal and all that's left is dust, I'm waking the kids up. You're going to pay, buddy.
You're going to pay, buddy.
I'm going to whisper in the children's ear, you're going to pay, buddy. Right? If you kids leave me dust in the household, I mean, this leads to violence in the home. That can't happen. Now, the sugar.
You're going to pay, buddy.
Listen, sugar, I get. Milk. You don't want to waste the last bit of milk, so you kind of put it back in there. You know, I get it. The dust means you're a sociopath.
Agreed.
But people, one other thing I wanted to always say thank you again. You got my crash sound one more time. I figured this is a better way than the terrible
what was
commercial.
It that you wanted?
My crash sound one more time. You can answer that phone too while you at it, people. Bill Etzcorn's and Sons Collision Center. Every time you hear that sound. 8 o'clock tonight. Playoffs. Is it 3-0 after tonight? I don't know.
I think the Cavs get one. LeBron gets one. Let me change that. LeBron gets one.
I feel like Diener now. This thing's
but
over.
I don't know if it'll be tonight or tomorrow. I think he gets one,
this
though.
This is crap.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over whether the Cavs win tonight or tomorrow.
Stop
or
saying
the next
that.
Time.
We believe in the King James. Jeff, thanks for joining us on 93.9 on the way out the door, my man. What's on your mind?
Hey, Marcus, a question here on Gerald Vick. If he did end up coming to U of L for some reason, is he able to play right away next year, or does he have to sit out? And also, Akoya Gao, are we still looking at him, and is there another big man we might be looking at besides him? And I'll let you go, and great job, Marcus.
No, listen, Jeff, I appreciate the call. Jeff, you didn't hear the anxiety and the angst in myself and Stephen Rummage's voice when we were talking about Vic? Like, listen, we're curious. I'm curious about it, but I don't want to just be throwing the idea around. I want to act like I don't even know what he's doing in town. I mean, again, super 100% super speculation with the Akoya Gao and Gerald Vick. You know, like nobody knows their situation, but the conversation only comes up because Gerald Vick has some history. And like I said, we weren't on the ground floor in Kansas. He obviously got cleared of it, you know, but from the outside, we say, of course he got cleared of it. You know, it's Kansas, which is exactly what people say here about you know, questions like Chris Jones. But I'm sure the value of the university, and I'll end this on this note, I'm sure the value of the scholarship that is Louisville after hearing those statements is skyrocketing. I started Monday or maybe Friday telling you that this Louisville thing is like a undervalued stock. It's a reset stock. Top 30, top 40 kids leaving this school. One kid says, I'm recruiting everybody to come here. Another kid says, I'm going to speed up my recruiting process because I don't know if there's another school that can offer me what this school can, as far as facilities, as far as energy, as far as coaching, opportunity. It's all here. Don't be surprised if you hear another big dog commit really, really soon. Don't be surprised if you hear another big time transfer on the way really soon. Just get used to success, baby. Let it happen. Midday with Marcus Maven, 8150, 93.9 is always the number. 3831, 93.9 is always the text line. 10 to 12 is always the time on 93.9 The Ville.